Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to Awakening to Miracles. I'm your host, Sherry Lane. Thank you so much for tuning in today. I have to tell you, this morning I have been in a vibrational rush. Actually, it's afternoon here. It's 1 p.m. Eastern. But some things came to me in a vibrational way this morning after some different dialogue with a few different people. And it's kind of had me in a little bit of a blur, which is how I get when vibration is high, and then I have to try to ground it back down, and that's what I'm trying to do now. I actually realized just a few minutes before the show, when I looked at that ticker that was saying 7 minutes, I had this little panic of, oh my gosh, I don't know what to say, because I had kind of been in la-la land. But for me, that la-la land, when it's vibrational like that, it is such a great place to be. But it's like having to come back and translate how it all felt and what I could see. And that isn't always easy, but I'm going to try to do that. I've already started some this morning trying to explain what I was feeling on my Facebook fan page. If you're not familiar with that, the page is called Seeing Miracles Every Day, A Course in Miracles. And I'd love for you to join us if you're not part of that page. If you just sign into Facebook and search by Seeing Miracles Every Day, the page will come up. And that's where I try to daily share my insights, discuss things with people. It's really a wonderful page and a place for lots of light-minded souls to share. And I get a lot from that page, from discussions and from just having that intention within myself to put out that light and messages. It has been a real blessing to me. So please do sign on to that page if you haven't already. And one of the things I posted there, it was a result of, you know, for the last few weeks, well, longer than that, but it's really just been heightened over the last few weeks, all of this political disharmony. And the, you know, when I joined Facebook, just in general, just as myself, as Sherry, I was really hesitant at first because I didn't just want it to be gossip and silliness and every person you've ever crossed paths with in school or whatever wants to be your friend on Facebook and you really don't have a lot in common. And I was really resistant to that. And then I was really encouraged by a friend and finally did it. But I decided, well, wait a minute, I can make it what I want it to be. And I actually didn't even put any of my school information or where I'd worked on there. I just signed up as me, and I put out the intention that I would connect with like-minded individuals, people seeking light, seeking healing, energetic work. And I have met so many fabulous people and actually created some tremendous bonds from that, you know, even international bonds that people that I consider some of my dearest heart friends, really in the heart. You don't have to be sitting next to somebody. You don't have to be next door neighbors. You don't have to go out to eat together. You don't have to. It's when you're connected in your heart that the bonds are so strong. And I have some really deep connections that even speaking about it brings tears to my eyes at what I've been able to do there. And then later I added the page, Seeing Miracles Every Day, and connected with many, many more people. And I can feel that energy. I don't know if the rest of you can. I can. I'm very sensitive to energy like that, which I think is why for the last few weeks I have been very, very sensitive to all of the arguments politically, and everything's ratcheting up again. You know, thought, oh, get past the elections, at least it'll calm down some. And, you know, having differences of opinion is one thing, and actually that's a great thing, because if you listen and discuss, the differences of opinion can lead to a better thing, new ideas. But there is a hatefulness behind so much of it that is palpable to me. And it is spewing out hatred, and it is not effective. It is not beneficial. And the idea that the root of it even comes from the people that call themselves our leaders and their methods of leading is to divide, to name call, to blame, and put out that kind of negativity, it really bothers me, because it is palpable. I can feel it. I know there is an effect. And so, you know, you don't want to walk around like you're mute, because you don't want to get in any dialogue, because all of our opinions are valuable if they come from the right place. But it can be very tough, because if you try to have a sensible, reasonable opinion sometimes, even that's kind of middle of the road and trying to understand both sides of the argument, I mean, you can really get attacked. And that's happened to me. And, you know, I've tiptoed around it. I'm not going to stoop to the ugliness. We shouldn't be faced with the choice of, okay, just be completely uninvolved, or you're going to get jumped all over. And I find, frankly, the two extreme sides incredibly destructive in our country and in the world, because they are putting out so much of the against energy. And I always like the story of Mother Teresa, where she was asked why she didn't attend an anti-war event. And she said, I will never attend something that is anti, but you have a pro-peace rally and I'll be there. And I'm paraphrasing. I don't remember exactly the phrase right now or the quote. But it's better to choose what you're for and put that out because it's a positive than to choose what you're against and let that be your energy. And it's not only better for the collective and the world at large, it's better for your own heart. And if you pay attention to some of these people that are so angry politically, and if you feel their vibration, I mean, it is seriously negative energy going out there. It doesn't just affect them, although it affects them greatly. It affects all of us. And I think it's time that some of us who are understanding of the effects of love on healing and the way that that can create miracles beyond what we could have imagined, that we consciously start putting it out, I mean, radiating it, throwing that energy out there in a bigger way, because the opposite is very strong right now, and it's very upsetting to me where that can lead. And it's upsetting to me that rather than calming that, so much fuel is being added to the fire and people jumping on, ganging up. It's very troubling. But I also know that there are enough people that truly in their hearts are willing to hold love, peace, forgiveness, kindness, even in opposition. You know, we aren't robots. We aren't supposed to all think exactly the same, but you can think different from another person without being hateful to them or demeaning them or calling them names because they have a different opinion. Everyone has their own perspective. So one person that grows up with a certain difficulty may be bitter and hateful about it. Another person may be beyond that and understand that they somehow became stronger. So the same event can affect people differently and cause them to have different opinions. All of those should be respected if they're done in a respectful way and not a way that's a power grab or a money grab or that is just tearing other people down. And I don't think you build up anyone, small people, I don't think you build anyone up when your method is to tear someone else down. I don't ever think that. You build people up by lifting. You don't build people up by tearing someone else down. I just don't believe that. And while sometimes maybe you have to put someone in their place, that's very different from hating them and tearing them down. If you hate someone because they're successful, that doesn't help the person that's smaller. If you hate the person that's smaller because you see greatness in their meekness, or if you hate that person because you see their weakness rather than their greatness and their meekness, I said that backwards. If you hate a person for being small, thinking that they're less than you, then you aren't doing anything. Be for helping, be for loving, be for understanding that everybody has a different path. And one of the things that really got me this morning thinking, this is just crazy, is that I was in some dialogue, trying to point out that, well, we don't get anywhere by just pointing finger at the other side. I mean, look how where that's gotten us. You know, that game of politics has really gotten us nowhere but kind of a mess. And a person posted that Democrats equal decency, Republicans equal insanity. Like, that's just the end of the story. Okay, you're talking about millions and millions of people, and you're lumping and painting with that broad brush. You really can't be serious, but that person was serious. We are individuals. We aren't an R or a D, and I'm an independent. So, if you really think that the other party is only made up of people that are terrible and horrible, and your party is only made up of people that are wonderful and rosy, then you got to look within because you're just looking for something to hate. And so, I'm rambling here, but where I got from all of that is I have this moment of, well, duh, we have people who really believe in love and light and the healing power of it. We have connections that way. We, from wherever we are, can commit to having these moments of peace in our heart and projecting it onto that situation. And it doesn't have to be with a lot of fanfare. It doesn't have to be a big organized event like some March on Washington. We can do it from wherever we are, from our hearts, and it will have the same effect. I don't know if any of you, I'm sure some of you are familiar with Dr. Emoto's work on the messages from water. And if you haven't read about that or haven't looked at some of his work, then please do so, because it applies so much here in this kind of situation. You can look at it up online, Messages from Water. He has some books out. And essentially he took molecules of water and realized and went through a process to show the difference in a molecule of water that is labeled with negative, ugly thoughts, hate, and murder, and versus a molecule of water that is labeled with things like love, kindness, and the positive words created beautiful, beautiful crystals in the molecules, whereas the negative words cause the molecules to be distorted and ripped apart. And he has also taken water from polluted bodies of water, lakes, very polluted, and shown the before and after and the effect of people praying deeply and people that were trained in or practiced in energy and vibration and pulling that energy of love and light through themselves and with sincerity, and it would transform the water. Well, the world and our bodies are made up so much of water. So if we can affect the molecules of water, then we can really affect anything. And I believe that if we join together, whether small numbers, large numbers, and we consciously take the time to join in that prayer and love and light, that we can have an effect on healing Washington, healing our nation, healing the world. But right now, I think we need to send it to Washington, and because we need to have them be leaders and stop all this pointing fingers and hating, you know, causing citizens to hate each other. I have a feeling they sit up there in the back rooms and they laugh about the political, you know, how the, oh, I did a little political job on you and that, you know, but what they don't realize is it's causing citizens to just be hating each other. And there is no cause for that. That's not leadership. Sorry. It might get you what you want in a vote, but it's not leadership when you realize the effect. So what I created on my Seeing Miracles Every Day Facebook page is an event, and if you could see me, I'm putting that in air quotes. It's not something that people are going to travel to and be in the same room for or the same place, but we're going to be joined at heart. And I'm just asking that people volunteer to spend 30 minutes on certain given days. The first one would be this Friday, October 4th. And wherever you are, try to take 30 minutes. If you can't, then that's okay. Do whatever you can. You know, do lots of little moments throughout the day. But if you can spend that time clearing your heart, sending that love and light to Washington, and from there radiating across our nation, out to the world, that we find some common understanding and true compassion rather than beating each other up, that we heal the energy and raise the vibration so that we can solve issues, so that we can lift the little guy up, so that we can have true fairness or whatever you want to call it, so that we all can be all that we're capable of being because the constraints around us are eliminated or relieved. And I believe if we do this, that one way or another, we're going to have some kind of effect. And you know, the other side of that is, well, it certainly can't hurt to shed a little love and light on that situation because there doesn't seem to be much of it right now, and it's probably very needed. So if you will, details, although it's very simple, are on the Seeing Miracles page, Seeing Miracles Every Day Facebook page, and it's called Occupy the Light, Be the Miracle. And if you'll join, I think it's nice when you join and kind of step up and click on, I'll be there. And you're going to be there on your own terms in your own space. But it's kind of nice when we see that others are saying, yeah, me too, I can do this, I can contribute that. And I think it's going to, first of all, be good for our own hearts when we are feeling all of this negative energy. It's going to lift us up, but I can't help but radiate out. I do believe that. And a lot of people call that hokey, but that's who I am. So I'm just going to be who I am, and that's what I believe. Okay, so I have several callers, so I am going to get to that. Give me just a little breather here. I'm going to try to ground myself down. If you haven't tuned into the show before, I always open up to callers, and they can either offer something about the topic I'm talking about, or most call to get what I call a mini reading, which is some kind of message from angels or spirit or source. And I often see it in strange little images like charades, and then we try to translate that into whatever their question is. And I just let it flow and see where it takes us. So I am going to take the first call, and that would be area code 832. Thanks for holding, and you'll hear a voice that says unmuted, and then you'll know you're live.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, how are you doing?
I'm doing well. Thank you for calling. Good. And thank you for waiting patiently.
Oh, no problem. Thank you for doing this. So do I just ask a question and you just kind of go off of that, or?
Yes, uh-huh.
Okay.
So you know, and so other callers know, you can ask a specific question, or you can ask for just general guidance, and then, you know, I'll tell you what I'm seeing or feeling, and we'll just sort of walk through it together and see what we can come up with. But especially in these mini readings, generally what I feel like comes through me is whatever spirit thinks you most need now on your spiritual journey. So you can ask anything.
Okay.
It could be related to anything, everyday work, whatever. Sometimes I'll get something about that. Sometimes I'll get something else. So what's your question?
Okay.
And what's your name?
Sure. My name is Neetu.
Spell that for me.
It's spelled N-I-T-U.
N-I-T-U. Okay. Neetu. Mm-hmm. Okay. Very pretty name. Get lots of unusual and pretty names on this show. Okay.
I was wondering, what do you see in the area of romance for me? Romance or relationship? Do you see one coming in for me, or?
Okay. Get lots of calls on this. One thing I always tell people is that I'm not a fortune teller. People always want that about, romance and soulmate. I'm gonna just pause and see what I see and if it does apply. The other thing I always give people in when it's a romance question is that the most important thing you can do in seeking love is love yourself and get yourself in a spiritual way as high vibration as possible, because you want to attract a high vibration person. What I'm seeing for you, I'm seeing like a little box, like a safe. If you haven't ever listened, this is kind of unusual. I see things in charades, and then I apply how it means. It's like one of those little, I guess, money boxes, you know, that has a lock, like a little mini safe or just money box that locks. I feel like what it might mean is that somewhere you've locked away, does anything like that, do you feel like you have kind of sheltered yourself or protected yourself from love?
I guess you can say that, yes.
Okay. Is it because you've been hurt, or just because in general you're maybe from parents, or you didn't see a very good impression of love?
Mm-hmm.
The parent thing? Okay. It feels like to me you're not really open quite yet.
Mm-hmm.
To get that kind of romance. or the kind of romance that somewhere inside you, you want it, but you're not really open to it yet either. Well, that's like a mixed signal. So when you put out that mixed signal, you're going to get mixed results or mixed effects. So have the feeling maybe that sometimes, does that ever happen where you feel like, oh, I think that person likes me, and then you feel like you just got the rug pulled out from under, you know, like it starts to stop.
Right.
I think it's because of your mixed energy. You want it, but it scares you. Don't want it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so it's like you're just on that fence and you're locking it away. You're locking your heart away a little bit. Now, the other side of that is it can be good to protect your heart, and it can also be good, you know, it was like a box of sort of protecting the money, like a treasure box sort of.
Mm-hmm.
Well, your heart is a treasure. So it's okay to realize that it's a treasure and it's not going to be given lightly, because some people do the opposite. They want love so bad that they go out and just wherever they can get love, okay, that's going to be fine. That's going to be fine because it's love and it's roses and chocolate and romance. And that's not good either, because then if it's not a vibrational thing, then it's not going to sustain, and then it's going to feel really rotten. So, so it's not really a bad place where you are. What I want you to work on is finding a way to begin to open up more to it, where you're less ambiguous in your energy, like want it, don't want it, want it, don't want it. And I'm trying to think of some way to give you, and I'm not getting anything quite yet. Probably just prayer. And prayer that is also a real conversation with yourself and what you want, and really like asking yourself questions about what you want and why do you want it. For instance, sometimes people want romance because that's what we're told we're supposed to have. It's what we're told validates us. If you have a boyfriend or girlfriend. So try to find the quiet time to go within and understand that if you're wanting it for outward reasons, like validation or because you're getting pushed that way, well, then you don't really need it right now. You're a whole being within yourself. You don't have to have romance to make you whole. So enjoy that, like the treasure that it is. But if you decide that, well, I would like to experience that too, romantic love, then I think by examining it deep within, that when you'll know when you really want to experience it, and you'll sort of automatically begin to open up to it.
Okay.
So you're treasuring your heart. You're not just putting it out there just because that's what you do when you want to go, you know, out and have a soulmate. You're not doing it for those reasons. You're treasuring it. So that's a good place to be in. So really all you need to do is go inside and say, what do I really want right now? And love yourself. So, okay?
Does that help? Thank you so much. Yes,
you're very welcome.
Thank you.
Okay. Have a great afternoon. Okay. Next call is area code 720, so be ready. And when you hear unmuted, you'll know you're live.
Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Where are you calling from? It's afternoon here. It's morning there. Where's 720?
Colorado.
Okay. All right. What's your name?
My name is Ivatar Star.
Oops, I had a little, I lost connection, I think, there for a second. Will you spell that for me and say it again?
IBBATAR.
Okay. Ivatar.
Last name Star.
Oh, S-T-A-R. I don't need last name. First name's fine. I just like to be able to make that connection with name, name and sound. So Ivatar, do you have a question today?
Yeah, I have a question and a comment. I just want to say that miracles happen in my life every day, and I would like to know whatever the angels have to say to me today.
Okay. Well, for one, when you said that miracles happen every day in your life, it what I could feel and hear, it's like that choir of angels rejoicing kind of feeling, and it just sort of gave me chills. I don't think we realize enough how much it means for us to acknowledge that, and probably how much it means for angels or spirit or, you know, the heavenly realm to hear it from us, knowing that we recognize it and see it. And when we recognize it, you know, we bring more of it in. So it's just a really joyous, when those words came out of your mouth, I could just feel joy all over and like angels just singing. So I think that's a reminder to me, to you, to everyone, how good it is to say it out loud. You know, I get miracles every day because all of us do. And, you know, we live in this world, like I said earlier, it is a very negative, negative world. And just acknowledging, though, the beauty of it, and it is empowering to us. And, you know, when we wake up and we're breathing, that's a miracle. When we're speaking, it's a miracle. When we're connected, you know, across the miles by the internet, that's a miracle. We have so many blessings, and the more we notice that, the better place we are to receive it. But I think it's also that acknowledging it to, you know, we all have hosts of angels that are scampering around trying to help us, and when we just acknowledge, like, I get miracles every day. That's a beautiful thing. So, okay, so now, in that joyous moment, I may have missed your question, so let's go.
I said whatever the angels have to say.
Okay,
to me.
Whatever. Well, that was a big one, Ivatar. It was like a big thank you for how happy it makes them to hear you notice that. Now, are there any children around your life, like children, grandchildren, neighbor children or something?
No. Well, my son's wife, she has nieces and nephews.
Okay, so you don't have any grandchildren?
I have grandchildren, but they're in a different state. They're all in different states.
Okay, because I was feeling a real... I felt like grandchild or grandchildren energy, so to speak.
Okay.
That can be an added source of joy for you. And you say they live far away, so maybe I don't know if a visit's possible, or even just communication. You know, letters, internet. I think it would be a real source of joy for you, but also your wisdom, love, and kindness, it can be really powerful for them, even if it's far away. So I would say strengthen that relationship with your grandchildren. Not that it's not already strong, but focus on it a little. You're going to get some laughter from it. They're going to get this feeling of sort of like having another person, an earth angel, with them. You know, that sort of that grandmotherly role is really important. So I would say you'll get a lot from just doing a few more little things that connect you a little bit more with your grandchildren, and they will get a lot from it. Okay.
Yeah, I've made my intentions to do that. I've already started doing that.
Okay. Well, it's a great place for you to be in, and I think it's really great and meaningful for them. So just continue. I guess we never have it all figured out, but I think you've got things figured out pretty good right now in your life, and you're putting out a really good light. So
Thank you. Just keep
that up with your grandchildren and find silly ways to stay connected with them even though you're far away.
Yeah.
Do you ever Skype with them or anything like that? Have you done any of that? They might like that.
No, I've been trying to get my Skype up and running. I need a camcorder and, you know, a headset.
Okay.
And everything like that. And I don't know if they're Skyping, but two of the oldest ones, they're planning to come this summer, coming up next summer.
Oh, good. Oh, that's going to be wonderful.
Yeah, it is. We're looking forward to it.
Oh, that's going to be great. Well, you just keep any ways of communicating and connecting with them, you keep that up because you're going to get a lot of blessings from it, and even more so probably they are. So
okay. I will.
All right. You
Thank
have
you
a
so
very
much.
Blessed day.
You too. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye. Okay, next call is area code 786. When you hear muted, you'll know you're live or unmuted.
Hello?
Hello?
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Can you hear me?
Hi. Yes, I can hear you.
You have a sweet
voice. I
appreciate
your program. I wish I could hear it more often, but a lot of times I'm busy during this time of the day.
Sure.
But I appreciate
well,
what
now,
I've
do
heard.
You know that you can go back mm-hmm. to the archives and listen to the show afterwards? You can do that. Did you know that?
Oh, thanks for reminding me. My plate has
okay.
been so full.
I
and
know how that is.
And that's one of the reasons I'm calling. I appreciate what I've heard thus far, and it's like what I've heard applies to me as well in different situations. But what I'm specifically calling about, because I saw that it said out of the fight and into the light.
Mm-hmm.
Right now I'm in a family situation. My mother's in the advanced stages of Alzheimer's. She's 93 years old, and that's already a challenging situation.
Uh-huh.
But now my brother, he's here with me. He has addiction issues. My daughter, she's a teenager. Well, not a teenager. She's in her early 20s. And she contributes, you know, as much as she can positively, financially. But, and her my grandson is here.
Mm-hmm.
So we're all living in the same house.
Okay, so let me make sure I'm straight. Your mother, your brother, your daughter, and your grandson, and you, right?
Yeah. Yes, and my son comes mm-hmm. in. To help me with my mother
mm-hmm.
physically, because I'm 63 years old, and physically it's very challenging trying to move her from point A to point B. We're trying our best not
mm-hmm.
to have her go to a nursing home, so we've been doing it ourselves, not even attempting
sure.
to do it, but doing it ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
So my main concern right now is I've been dealing with this for some weeks now. My 25-year-old daughter, okay, she was living out of town. She was going to school. We get along fine when we don't have to live together on a continuous basis.
Sure, yeah.
But when she's
okay.
home, I mean, even the little things, well, I call it little, but it is a big deal having to help my grandson,
mm-hmm.
her son, with his homework. He's only 7 years old, but I am so tired of all the yelling and the hollering and the screaming.
Mm-hmm.
And he's only a 7 year old, okay?
Okay.
Then she got this dog, and dogs are very cute, but I insisted that they don't have a dog because it's like a person. So
mm-hmm.
to make a long story short, this dog has come in. And now it's compounded our arguing all the time.
Okay. So let me understand that your daughter, she moved back in with you from out of town with her son, her young 7-year old
son. Her
son
has been with me all the time.
His son. So you have really played the mother role, and now she's back in the picture?
Yes.
Or she's back living with you, and it bothers you that she yells at her son. He's only 7, and now she's brought a dog, and you already have way too much on your plate, dear. I want you to practice the word no. You are completely justified in no. You do not need a dog now. You know, and, you know, a person that has a child that she may have struggled to take care of herself, and you are kind in being the grandmother and helping take care. But when she sort of, I don't know the word, abdicated the motherly responsibilities to you, well, that means that she also has to respect your ideas and your wishes and your way of raising him. And to yell at him is not your way, and that it's your house. and you are not only perfectly justified, but it's the right thing to do to say, no, you don't need to speak to him that way. The dog is just, I'm sorry, you've got so much going on. And so, you know, the out of the fight and into the light is true. You've got so many of these energies and tension around you. And no, some people are taking advantage of you.
Right. And then
now, between their daughter and your brother that lives with you, are they, is there some kind of trouble or anger between them? Or do they, the other side of it, maybe what I'm feeling is, do they gang up on you?
No.
What's going on there? I mean,
but
are they at all?
They don't get along.
They don't get
along.
Okay.
I feel my daughter, which is that's another show, another story. She
I'm
has
feeling
a lot
like
of anger
her being
issues.
Back there, that something with him just ratchets up the energy and anxiety even more. Brother?
Well, she's the baby girl, and in a sense, yeah. I might have created this monster because she's the baby girl.
Well, but
she's
grown
been
now.
There.
So it's affecting
she's been
you.
Supportive.
Yeah,
she's been supportive financially, and there's times that we get along very well. But it's like since she's been off to school and come back, you know, she's has certain ideas, she just is who she is. But it's disturbing my peace, and yes, I have confronted her, if that's the right word to use, and told her there's certain things that I will put up with and I won't put up with. And if she's that miserable or whatever, she does need to find a place. But then it gets into very heated.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah,
I haven't been to jail
that's
63
what I could
years
feel
of my
that,
life.
That,
I don't want to go
when
now.
When I say
you feel me?
Ratcheting up, it's like the energy, the tension gets louder and louder, and it's sort of like when you know that sound, like when a microphone, when somebody's speaking and the feedback, it gets turned up too high and it's that piercing sound. It's like that energy in your house. There's so much going around of different little conflicts within other other already burdens, and that there's someone, you know, and I don't mean it like she comes back to make trouble, but there's something there about the energy that is creating even more of that conflict. Does she bicker with your brother that's there?
Yeah, not constantly, but because of his addictive issues.
I feel like that they're kind of going at each other and that's a part of what's ratcheting everything up for whatever reason. It may just be annoyance from both of them coming out when, you know.
I'm not leaving my own house.
No, you are
sometimes
not.
Sometimes the thought comes, you know what, let me just remove myself, and when she leaves, then I'll come back. Because it's at the point of, and like I was saying, I haven't been to jail in 63 years of my life. I'm not going now. But it is very uncomfortable.
Yeah.
And I was raised a certain way, but, of course, with all the teachings and the different things that I'm learning, a lot of things I had to let go, you know, how I was raised.
Well.
But sometimes, you know, I didn't get my doctorate yet in the Course in Miracles, where I just made it, and I'm not going to act out sometimes. I get angry.
Well, there's nothing wrong with that. It's a human emotion, and sometimes anger is showing us where we need to make a change. Sometimes that change is standing up. You don't need to be a doormat to be spiritual, and I think that is one of the sometimes the hardest ideas to overcome, that if you're spiritual, all you are is love and kindness, and so anybody can do anything to you, and you're just going to stay sweet and take it. And that is not, to me, what being spiritual is. You have to maintain your own strength, and if you're getting walked on, you can't maintain your own strength. You know, you can be the doormat, or you can be the door light, you know.
Well, I'm not the walked on type of person. I try to back up sometimes for peace sake, and I try to see the innocence in the other person.
Well,
but then
good.
I do have my point where I do, it's like, okay, enough is enough.
Yes.
And we
and
get
you,
into some heated arguments where I'm just, you know, I can't evict her. This is her grandmother's house. You know, there's a lot of other things involved here where I can't just...
Yes. So you're... Yeah, I'm seeing kind of your predicament right now. What is your... You said your mother has Alzheimer's and you're trying to avoid putting her in any kind of care.
Well, I have a nurse that comes in.
You do. You have help.
My son, as I said, he comes. He's been very, very helpful. If it wasn't for him, I probably would have had to make the choice of letting my mother.
Is there any situation where, I know you said I'm not going to leave my own home. Is there any situation where you could have your own space to find that peace and still be involved and helpful and... I don't know. I feel like
well, right
you
now
need,
I'm not working to
yeah,
be able to, you know, afford.
Yeah.
You
is
know, maybe
there,
I start
is there
from
any
this
space in the house that you can kind of claim as your own?
And do what it is that I need to do where I can come here and be very much involved as far as my mother, but just not live here. Maybe
and
that is an
I think that is something to open your mind to, that it may end up being necessary for your own highest good, your own sanity, your own whatever you want to call it. It's just a lot you're dealing with, and the environment is, you know, like I was saying earlier, energy. You know, we can feel it and it holds us down, and sometimes we have to remove ourselves one way or another. And removing yourself in some way may be one of the possible solutions to that for you that would allow you to then get in your own space and your own energy and not carry other people's energy around like baggage for them. So at least explore that idea in your heart and your mind and be open to that possibility. Now, sometimes just the idea of declaring that, hey, I'm going to have my own space, you may, you know, something may occur where it feels like that space is more your own, or that you can claim a portion of that house as this is my room. Nobody invades my space. You know, so it's, you've got to set your boundary energetically and find a space for yourself where you can find peace, because you're really, really dealing with a lot. And I think you're handling it very nobly and you're being respectful to other people, but don't be disrespectful to yourself and your own needs and your need for space, your quiet, peaceful, spiritual space. So what I would say, the advice is open your mind to the possibility that you may have to find a small space to insulate yourself from it, and you can still be there.
I have my room, but you know, like I said, my grandson is here, and then he needs help with his home. I mean, I have to come out my room. You know,
I have to take care of
my mom. I have to take care of this. I'm the primary caretaker here.
Yeah. Well, I would say at least take times or breaks where it's okay from this time to this time. This is my quiet time. So if you need homework help, it's before or after, but not during this time. Or maybe you can do your time while he's at school. Be okay with setting your own space boundaries, because right now it's like it's just open door, everything. You know, you have to reclaim your own peace and worth, and you're giving a whole lot. You've got a whole lot on you, but you got to nurture you too, and that's the part that's being lost. So set the boundary, close the door, put on your music, whatever, watch a funny show, read a book, but let it be known that this is my space. When you come into it, you're polite, you knock. When I close the door and say, please do not disturb, I don't want to be disturbed. You know, have a little sign that says do not disturb. And just make that known, but where it is your refuge, where you can go and make it a nurturing, you know, get some candles or aromatherapy. You have got to carve out your own healing spot, you know, your own rejuvenation spot. You know, soak your feet when you're in there and have aromatherapy and play music that makes you feel good or something that makes you laugh, read a book. Set those times, though. Your mother needs you, but you do have a nurse, and let everybody else know that, nope, from this time to this time, I'm working on something for myself. I cannot be disturbed. Wait until after this time. And put your do not disturb on there. And you just enjoy yourself, put your feet up, and do not feel 1 ounce of guilt for it. Because really, if you don't do it, you're not going to be in a position to help anybody else if you keep it up without taking care of yourself. Okay? So make a promise to yourself right now to carve out some of your space and stick to it, where you will absolutely have peace during that time. Every day. Some time every day for yourself. You need that. You really, really need that.
Thank you.
And you deserve it.
Yes.
Yes. So you spend your focus right now on getting some rejuvenation for yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And your mother would want that too. You know.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Okay.
I hope that helps. Take care of you and learn no.
Okay.
Learn no, do not disturb right now. Okay.
Okay, darling.
All right. Good day, and go put your feet up and relax a little bit. Okay, next call is area code 954.
Hello?
Hello?
Yes. Thank you for taking my call. This is Mary. I've been going through a great deal of crisis in my home, and I have decided to sell my home to get away from the chaos.
Okay.
And in the process of all this going on, I have been sick for some time, and recently I got a diagnosis that was rather unnerving, to say the least. And okay. I'm just not 100% convinced that this is the truth. And yet I really don't have too much to base this on other than, you know, what I'm thinking. But I don't even know where I'm going when I leave my home at this point.
Okay.
And with this illness, which is very painful and debilitating and very unsure yet of what is going to happen with that. I wonder if you pick up anything on what's
okay.
happening.
The first thing I picked up was, are you in some kind of danger in your home? Now, that could have related to illness and, you know, that just feeling of that you there's some kind
there
of
is
danger.
There is extreme hostility
okay.
from an association board and people, residents, and it's just so hostile, and it's just so,
yeah, I could feel that. That's why I was feeling like, are you in danger? There's a lot of hostility. The topic of, you know, out of the fight and into the light. Boy, do you need that? Because oddly, you say it's an association, but it felt to me like kind of dangerous. Has there been anything threatening or anybody doing anything?
Well, there were threats on some outside animals that I had fed. There were some threats on wildlife. In the beginning, there were physical threats. And since that...
To you or to the animals?
To the animals.
Okay.
And since that didn't accomplish what they set out to do, now there's legal threats and financial threats to take my home and put me in jail and that kind of thing. And,
okay,
and
well, that's a dangerous environment.
Yes, listening to people who have no authority, who are trying to create more chaos for their own benefits.
Okay.
Even people I thought were my friends. So it's gotten so bad, both financially pulling me down and then hostility, that, you know, from the strain, it has worn down my immune system very bad. So I'm in really bad pain.
What animals do you have right now in your home? Do you have any animals in the home, or you said stray, or?
I have an elderly cat that resides directly inside, and I have another cat that I have let stay on my patio in my own area, because the other cat had a cancer about a year ago. They get along somewhat. They don't snarl each other in like that. But I just keep the older one quiet.
Okay. And how long have you had a cat at all? Like the one cat you've had it the longest that's in your house? How long?
Most of my life.
Okay.
I'd say at least 3/4 of my life.
Okay, because I'm getting the feeling that some of your illness may have something to do with the animals. So maybe there's an allergy or something, or an allergy.
That's not what the diagnosis indicated with alcohol.
You don't need to go into detail. I guess what I'm saying is, like, that something underlying may somehow be with something with the animals. You know, if you've had the cat a long time, I mean, you can develop allergies to an animal or to a new animal or something that makes it.
I have allergies, not to the extreme.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, I don't sneeze and my eyes don't water and I don't, you know, have that, anything like that.
Okay, so you have in the past had some sort of animal allergy or cat allergy?
No.
Okay, you have other allergies, like hay fever type allergies?
Yeah, I have some other ones, dust, mold, all kinds of environmental triggers.
Okay, here's what I'm feeling. I know you don't want to go into great detail about, you know, your diagnosis. Is it some muscle related, like, it really does feel like to me now, and I am not a medical person and I'm many miles from you anyway, I will tell you though, just the feelings that I'm getting, that there is something, you know, because medical diagnosis sometimes doesn't tell the whole story, just in that they don't necessarily test for everything, but because they can't test for everything, that maybe there is something in your environment. I feel like maybe it has something to do with animals that might be contributing to your situation, whether it's weakening your system so that other things are flaring up.
Stress is a huge factor. I've been in unbearable stress over my finances and the chaos around me, so that's why I'm leaving.
Well, and it all adds up, but I feel like there's some key to the puzzle that could be helpful that does have something to do with.
Do you feel that there could have been something else that triggered a positive result on the test I had rather than what it really is? That's what I'm wondering.
And I would say, yes, possibly. That may be kind of in line with what I was feeling. I was feeling like there may be something else in your environment that is creating symptoms or that isn't telling the whole story. That's what I keep feeling like. That's not the whole story. So it might be creating the illness and the test results, but it might also be able to be affected in a positive way by something in your environment being removed or addressed or changed. So I think if you think through any changes, like the addition of a certain animal or even something, it feels like to me something is triggering your immune system, but it's in your environment, and that you could alleviate it or at least make it maybe not totally go away, but you could alleviate the effect on your body, the reaction that your body is having. It's doing something to weaken you is what it feels like. So what I want you to do is examine the whole picture. If it's getting everything cleaned, making, you know, getting anything new that you've added in, the detergents. I still feel like it has something to do with animals.
Right. That's another thing that I thought maybe that might be a key, and I have gone to the fragrance-free products more or less as much as possible to eliminate maybe in taking either topically or internally of any chemicals.
Okay, the new animal, like that was a stray that you added.
He's been around for almost 2 years. And I've never had any kind of, anything.
Yeah, I would consider the possibility that it might be some allergy to that animal or something about, that animal is bringing in. I would at least consider that possibility because I feel like there's something around that. And stress does add to it. What you might want to do is... are you familiar with kinesiology at all or dowsing, like with a pendulum?
I know how all that works because
may do some work on that yourself with, is this harmful to me? Is this helpful to me? Is this to try to narrow it down? But it feels like there's something in your environment aside from emotional or the situation you're in and the hostilities, and that never helps. But like there is actually something environmental that may be contributing to the medical issues that really can't be pinpointed very well with medical tests, but you may be able to narrow it down yourself.
Where they've come up positive on things, and then when retested, it wasn't positive at all.
Yeah, and there are a lot of even diseases that do a lot of that, like lupus or, a lot of different blood diseases. I've had that kind of stuff, so I know how it can be really weird in the test diagnosis, and I've actually cured myself more by spiritual and energy and really paying attention and eliminating things. So I would say do that. Go through the process with something like kinesiology or dowsing, and have a pendulum give you information, whatever process you can come up with.
I work pendulum as well.
And begin to maybe identify and eliminate some things from your immediate environment. This is like a common health thing, drink lots of water. It's like there's something in your system that's toxic. And if you can try to identify and eliminate it,
around a lot of toxic people, so that's not good.
Yeah, but it really feels, and I know that's a huge, huge impact, but what I'm getting is that it's more environmental chemical type, something that is not agreeing with your system, chemical or allergy or something that your system is rejecting that maybe you can eliminate, which would then throw your system back into order. Do your test results, is it anything to do with like blood or lupus, that type thing?
Yeah, blood was involved, and they said it's something that has probably been dormant in my system for many years, and that perhaps the stress brought it on. And there's
stress, medications, different medications can trigger, immunizations can trigger something. Did you get a flu shot?
All of that. No, I don't take any of that. I had a blood transfusion, several blood transfusions way back when, a long time. And who knows,
I don't feel like it's that. I feel like there's something that your body's just rejecting that's in your environment that maybe you can make this issue a little better. And then, the thing about it is if you get a little bit stronger, your body does, then it's even stronger for what else is left. And that's kind of the path to health. It doesn't always come immediately, but, you begin to, I'm a little stronger. So this culprit over here that was really irritating me before, you know, I eliminated this other thing. Now it's not as strong against me now. So it's a process, but I would go through dowsing, kinesiology, and try to identify, because I do feel like it's something in your environment, and I feel like you can do a lot to alleviate it. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Are you picking up anything about where I'm going from here? I really have no clue right now. You think I will find something that will be suitable for me, both financially and physically?
Not really picking up anything in particular. But the change, you know, this could be a blessing in disguise if you go back to that it could be environmental. And I mean in your immediate environment. Moving to a new place, you may accidentally, you know, move away, because it could even be something in, you know, something that's being sprayed on the trees, or it could be a certain tree, or, and somehow your body is weakened and your body's overreacting to it, and your, you know, autoimmune or all your antibodies are all confused. So maybe as much as it sounds like that all of this is terrible, sometimes life and sometimes spirit pushes us where we need to be. And when we aren't quite getting the message, they find other ways that sometimes make us really angry with other people. And maybe those people are just there trying to help us in that whole other way, like through spirit. Like, so you may be getting shoved in another direction because it will help your health. You know, let's hope so, because it does feel to me like there is something in your surroundings, your immediate environment, that is triggering some of your health issues and at least contributing to them. So you might not totally solve it, but you might get yourself, you know, immediately solve it, but you might get yourself in a place where you could take then step-by-step healing and solving. But you got to get out of that environment first.
I have to bring in more money, too, so I can afford better foods and medicine or alternative treatments, because my best modality for healing has always been acupuncture. And right now it's not affordable.
Well, do what you can on your own. The dowsing and kinesiology will lead you in the right path, and take it one step at a time like that. You know, as far as inexpensive, healthy foods, I mean, most all of us do have vegetables available to us, and that can be very inexpensive meals. You know, think about those kind of ways to affect your budget that also affects your health. So you can do it. You can. It's going to be a step-by-step process, but I think there's something in your surroundings that, if eliminated, you will feel a little better, and then you will feel better to help yourself feel better, and it's going to be a process of unwinding.
So, you feel that it will remain in my system?
No, I think you can. I think that you can step-by-step eliminate a lot of your problem. And that doesn't mean ignoring any medical results or whatever, but pay attention, because I think you'll see some reversals in them too. You know,
I'm rather opposed to going on strong medication, because the side effects are always risky from what they're saying. So
and,
I don't
yes,
know.
Often. You can get answers even with kinesiology that way to guide you to what medication. So take those steps and ask those questions, and ask your higher self to give you answers through kinesiology or dowsing, and take it step by step. Just, you know, baby steps.
All right, I do appreciate
okay.
that. Thank you very much.
Thank you, and best of luck to you. Find a nice, healthy place for yourself. Okay, let me take a little breath here. Got a couple more calls, and the next one is area code 402, and I'm going to put you on right now.
Hi, this is Gabrielle.
Hi.
How are
Hi,
you?
Hi, Gabrielle. I'm fine. I love that name.
It seems a little bit mundane what I'm asking. I have the belief system that I create my own reality, and that I'm pretty much in charge of what I'm doing. The issue that I'm having is I have enough faith to bring it kind of together. I don't have...
Okay.
I think on a conscious mind, I totally believe what I'm telling you, but I think there's something somewhere that is bringing me back to this, why am I, you know, because I'm affected to some degree by the government shutdown.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm not. You know, it's kind of weird. Mm-hmm. I could be and I couldn't be. It's really because it's very complicated right now.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe
every time I doubt,
it says, you're going to be fine. But I keep continuing to ask, why can I just believe it?
You're not alone, Gabrielle. I think it's one of the hardest. It's that ultimate leap of faith, and we take, you know, when we're proceeding down a spiritual path, it requires a lot of leaps of faith because it is very different from how the world tells us to be and believe. And you know, you believe you. I 100% believe that when you say that you believe you create your own reality, that you're committed to that. You're not just singing that song. So don't feel bad. Like, why can't I do the image that I got for you? And I was almost like, while you were talking, I was almost giddy, like wanting to interrupt you and say, ha, it's so perfect. It was a beautiful waterfall. But, I mean, think about a waterfall when, you know, you're up on the upper lake or pond, and then
you have
that drop into the next pond, but it was so beautiful, and it was like, go over that edge. And you're right there, you're right at the edge, and I can so relate to you because it's that ultimate leap of faith. And we get in a position where it's like, are you kidding me? Take a leap over the waterfall? But I was just feeling so much like you're there and it's rainbows and water and that you're going to be okay, that you're going to be...
You know what happens to me is...
The doubt is just from all the... You live in this world. We all do. So it's scary.
Yeah.
But, okay, so is there something that you've been hesitating doing that has to do with...
Well, it's always, for me, it's always about money. And, you know, no matter how much I ask, if I'm going to be fine, I'm going to be fine. And it doesn't seem to affect me physically as much as it did in the past. So I'm feeling like I'm making a progress in that way. But I think the biggest punch I get is when someone challenges my belief system. I totally, are you crazy? No, you guys got to change your thinking, because if you think this, it's never going to happen, you know? And so I can teach it, I can say it, but for my own, sometimes I feel like I'm faking the teaching because
I can't really feel it in your heart. I think what you're struggling with is and I feel this kindred spirit to you, because I'm so often right where you are. It's like, you know it. I know you know it. I know it's in your heart. It can be very hard to integrate in this world because there are so many people that think, oh, that's just baloney. That's just garbage.
Yeah,
that's just new age woo-woo, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
And you hear that enough, and, you know, it replants some of those seeds of doubt in yourself. And yet, at the same time, when you really get down to it and you get in that place of higher self, you know it. I know it. But we struggle sometimes with convincing other people. But, you know, at some point you have to let go and say, well, I don't care if you believe it or agree with me. I know it. I'm going to live it. And that's the end of that. I don't care.
Mm-hmm.
So try to be in that place of, you know what?
Yeah.
I know it. I know it. I know it. I know it. And what I do a lot of times when I get some of my doubts or, you know, even, and it sounds like we have some similarities in the place that we're at right now. You know, I get the financial doubts, and there are so many things I want to do on the spiritual path, and have the radio show, and I want to write more, and yet you do have finances, and this has been a struggle for me for several years of trying to stay committed to that path, but also deal with the issues of the real world and having to pay the bills. But I feel like I've progressed, and I'm there, and I feel like you're in that place too, where you really do believe, but the world keeps you know, in little ways saying, oh, that's a bunch of baloney. Stay that course because you have a lot of strength in you, and I know you know it. I know you believe it, and don't be afraid of the waterfall and what comes from it. And because when you go to that edge, I'm thinking of there's a poem, and I can't think of who it's by, but it's Come to the Edge. And it goes, come to the edge. We can't, we're afraid. Come to the edge. Oh, we can't, we'll fall. Come to the edge. And they came, and he pushed them, and they flew. And that's where you are. You're on the edge. You're about to fly. But, oh, my goodness, that leap off of the edge is so hard. And things in life are trying, you know, spirits trying to push you in different ways, but you keep scooting back going, are you crazy? And I do the same thing, so I can laugh about it and understand. But try to find the faith to take that leap because you're ready to fly. And I know you believe it, and your faith will hold you up. And as I say this to you, Gabrielle, I'm saying it to myself, and I have to convince
myself. Yeah, I know how you feel.
A lot like this. You know, and I got a little bit sidetracked. I was saying, when I find those moments of doubt, I try to have something ready that's very, very simple that I can knock ego out with. And you know, often it's just something like, I am the peace of God. I am the peace of God. I am the peace of God. Just even though it's just part of me saying it over and over, even in my head, is just to block out ego and the doubts, you know. And so mantras can be very effective that way in not only empowering us with what, you know, the mantra actually is, I am the peace of God. That's very empowering. But sometimes for me, it's more just to get the fears out, you know. You know,
yeah, I try to say, I'm love, I'm love, I'm love.
Yes,
so.
Yes, and so just have something ready-made that you instantly go to. And it's like, you know, you're going to drown out fears that way. That's what I do, and lately it's been really effective for me. And
okay.
You know, even, you know, you have moments of like a panic attack, and I'm just like, no, I am gonna ride this out. It's like riding a bull. I am going to ride this thing out, and I'm going to beat this bull. And I do it with something like, I am the peace of God. I am love is perfect. And I just say it over and over and over. And, you know, pretty soon the bull calms down and I'm like, okay, yeah, I can do this. So do that. You're so strong. And so you have so much faith and so much knowing. So believe in that and find those ways to ride out the doubts. Okay.
Am I helping my clients in that way then? The way I'm going about it?
Oh, yeah, yeah. I mean, your light is really huge, and I just see you in a really strong place, and you're helping a lot of people, and you're trying to rid yourself of little lingering doubts, and you can do this, Gabrielle. You can do this. You're there. And you're helping more than just your clients. You're helping lots of people. And, like the topic of the show, you know, out of the fight and into the light, and just that ripple effect of faith. You know,
I'm going to be there.
Yeah, you really are there. You're just not.
No, I'm
sure
going to be there, with you.
Oh,
on Friday.
Yeah. Oh, okay, in the event. Yes. Great. There's a ripple effect, and so you're helping clients, but you are also, and all of us that are really doing the work it takes to get rid of our own shadows and our own fears to get to that place of light, we're helping people that we don't even know we're helping. And I don't say that like bragging, or it's like they need us, and we also know that we came here to do this, and we're willing to step to the edge and jump and do it when other people aren't so sure. But by doing it, we give them the surety that it's okay. It's okay to choose a different new way that's better than the old paradigms. It's okay, but it's going to take a leap of faith. And once, you know, more and more people take it, then others go, oh, gee, that's not so bad. I want that too. So you just continue. You're in a wonderful place, and you're bringing a lot of light, and you
Thank
have
you,
a
Sherry.
Lot of strength and courage. And as far as I think the government shut down. I think you're going to be fine. Actually, I'm feeling like it's not even going to be a huge hit to you, and you're going to sail through it. But you've got bigger things that you're doing right now, and you keep more focused on that than on worrying about it. Okay?
Thank you. Thank you, Sherry. You have a wonderful day. Thank you.
All right, you
too. Thank you for all you do.
Oh, and thank you for being here. And join that event, and you spend that 30 minutes on Friday with me and with other people. We're going to send out some ripples of light.
The more the better. The more the better.
Right.
The more we're powerful.
That's right. That's right. And the beauty of it is, too, that, you know, we're all joining each other. We all get energized from that. When we're joining in that place of love and light, we're getting energized for our own journey. And when we have those fears, we're all stronger for it. So I think it's going to be a good thing, and I'm glad you're going to be there.
Yeah.
Okay?
Okay.
You
thank
have a great day.
Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye. Okay. Ah. Whew. Again. I am talked out, I think. So I do want to, that's all of our callers, so I'm not going to take any more calls. I am going to revisit a couple of things, reminders, in case people that tuned in later and didn't hear the beginning. What Gabrielle and I were talking about on that last call is that she is going to join in an event, a quote-unquote event. It's not in a place. It doesn't cost you anything to go there or travel there. What you have to do is be there in your heart. And the purpose of the event is that there is so much disharmony and hatefulness right now in the world. Much of it is, I think, stemming from the political arena and what's being put out all the time. The sides bickering, everybody blaming each other, and it is ratcheting up a lot of hatefulness in a lot of people. And I believe that what it really is doing is bringing out individual shadows, and that's very scary to people. It makes people angry, and it's easier to be angry at someone else than to face your own fears or doubts. So I think that's part of what's at the root of it. However, we all still live in this energy, and it's an energy that is not solving anything. It is actually doing the opposite. It's not giving us solutions. It's giving us more troubles, and it's making our day-to-day lives harder because we're living in that energy, and some of us know how to sort of repel it, surround ourselves in white light where it maybe has a diminished effect on us. But think about all the people that don't, and they're wallowing in that hatefulness and anger, and they're getting it spewed at them all the time, and TV, and everywhere you go, you know, when a topic comes up, and even when you try to avoid it, you can't always avoid it. And so the event is Occupy the Light, Be the Miracle, and all you have to do is be willing to send love and light to, I'm starting with Washington, because I think our leaders are putting out a lot of things to divide us and not unite us. So on Friday, this Friday, I just am asking that people will take some time. I'm asking that you try to take 30 minutes to just be calm, send love and light to Washington, and imagine it rippling out into the world, and to settle some of this hatefulness and anger so that, you know, we can have differences of opinion, but we don't get anywhere when we let them play out in that fashion. So if you go on my Facebook fan page, if you're Facebook active, if you're not, you can easily join Facebook. It's free. If you go on the fan page, Seeing Miracles Every Day, then you'll see the event and you can click on it. You can join. All that means is you saying, I pledge to, on Friday, spend some time just sending love and light and healing out to the Washington, to the world, and I will hold light and peace and harmony in my heart to, as a prayer, really, to send up a prayer and send out a feeling of prayer for that peace and solutions and resolution and for our greatest and higher self as individuals and collectively. So I would love it if you can join in that. You can also share it with your friends. The post that I made on the Sing Miracles page, I don't think it allows the share just because of the nature of creating an event. But if you actually click on the event link, there is a share button that I think you can use. And you can also invite friends that way. So I've never really done an event that way, so I don't know exactly how it all works. But I think that we can at least get the word out that way and on the Seeing Miracles page. So please join me in that. We can use all the love and light that we can create right now in the world. And I do believe it heals. I believe just like those droplets of water, those molecules of water that got healed by loving words instead of hateful words. And they were transformed from something damaged and ugly into something beautiful. A work of art. I think that's what we can do in our world. So please, please, please go on the Facebook Seeing Miracles Every Day page, like that page, and also join in Occupy the Light. And we'll have that first event on Friday and maybe more events to come where we consciously put out light. The other thing I'd like to remind people during the show, I try to have the shows every Tuesday afternoon, so just kind of put that in your mental calendar, and I do announce it always on that Seeing Miracles page, and also you can go on the Blog Talk page link and see when new shows are coming. I also have a book that I wrote a couple years ago called Setting God Free, Awakening to Miracles, and it's available on Barnes & Noble online. It's also available on Amazon.com, and Amazon has a very, very special price for the Kindle edition. That is 99 cents. I set that up really just to get the book out there as much as I could, and I would appreciate if you take a look at that, maybe purchase it or tell a friend about it, because I really believe that right now we have to push to get this kind of message out in any way that we can, and that's my gift to the world, just like this show is, and any help that I can get in getting that out would be very, very much appreciated. So between now and Friday, please join that event and send love and light out from your heart on Friday and every day. But I think if we join together on a certain day, I just know that it's going to have a nice effect one way or another on at least some people. We may not see an immediate result. There's some hard-headed people out there, but I know that it will have an effect on some people in the world. So it's worth doing. And more than anything, it'll have an effect on your own heart to consciously be that peace that we wish to create. So please join me and come back next Tuesday. I will look forward to it. And you can also send me messages on that Seeing Miracles page if miraculous things happen to you during the week. Have a great week. Thanks for being here. Oh, wait. I said I wasn't going to take a call. I will take one last call that popped up. 603. I'm putting you
on
now.
Hi. Thank you so much. How are you?
Right under the wire here.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate it.
What's your name?
My name is Val.
Val, okay.
Yeah.
What can I do for you today?
I guess I'm just wondering. I have a couple areas of, I'm not going to say concern. I mean, it's nothing horrible. It's just more, you know, kind of what's going on in those areas.
Okay.
So,
do you have, is it a specific area that you want?
Well.
Or do you want just the general?
I guess general is fine.
Okay. Well, what I can do, I can give you an image that I saw that I have no idea what it relates to, but we may be able to talk through it and it may make some sense to you. I was seeing like a refrigerator, like freezer door, and like something needing to thaw out. I don't know specifically what you're asking for, but the way I would possibly interpret that, not knowing anything more, is that there may be some situation that needs to sort of thaw out or that's hardened that needs to be taken off of freeze, or does that make any sense? Like, could be some disagreement that's sitting there that maybe you need to thaw out on and let it be resolved. Does that make any sense in relation to anything you were thinking about?
One of the things. Yes.
Okay. So it could also be something like if there's been it could be a thawing out of it. You know, if you've got something that's frozen, or even let's say it's a relationship and it's frozen, and it's like, no, we are frozen out from each other. It's like a healing, a thawing out. So that's what I was seeing for you. Like, that can be helpful. So I don't know if it has any meaning in a general sense. If you want to share a specific with me, then we'll try to talk a little bit more through it, and I might get a little more insight. But it's up to you. You can take it for the
general. Thank you. That would be, I guess, pertaining to an old relationship that kind of turned hostile. I've been trying to speak to the person. We haven't spoken in quite a while.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't seem to get a response. And
okay, that makes perfect sense. You are trying to thaw out that hostility, and you're not getting a very warm reception to it. You're
not getting anything.
Frozen out. You're getting frozen out.
I am.
Okay. It really doesn't matter if the other person is receptive to it. What matters is, in your heart, you are trying to thaw that hostility. So you haven't gotten any feedback. What I would do is write a letter, type a letter, whatever, where you ask for there to be peace about the situation. You proclaim peace in your own heart about the situation. And then you can decide, once you write the letter, to mail it, to not mail it. It's totally up to you, because you can send it out into the ethers, lift it up to angels to hopefully thaw that other person's heart. But the main thing is, you thawed your own. I found it can even be effective to write something like that out and have your own little ritual, burning it, literally sending it up into the ethers and say, okay, thy will be done. Or whatever you want to say. Angels, take it from here. I am releasing this to you. But you've thawed it out in your own heart. Any hostility, any coldness, any hardness, you have thawed out. So it's nice when the other person receives it, but they may not be ready. So all you can do is control your own feelings and heart and love. So send love to it, write out your feelings, and then mail it, don't mail it, whatever you decide. You'll know in the moment when you finish writing it and when you ponder it. But it's releasing it from your heart, and it's going to be a big burden lifted off of you.
Okay. Yes, I've tried to email it, but still nothing.
I honestly don't even know that the other person will be receptive, but I'm really not even concerned about that. They can, they can do that in their own time. It's really more about you truly letting it go and not feeling the need to convince them, or you let it go. It may affect them just from you letting it go. So it's really, in my thoughts, more about you let it go, write it down, let it go. If you're wanting to give an apology, if you're wanting to give forgiveness, whatever, do it all in the letter and send it out and let angels deliver it, and then let it go and be done with it. It may circle back around to you later. It may never, but you let it go from your heart. You aren't harboring that hardness. You let it melt. You let it thaw. Okay.
I see what you're saying with that. Yes, definitely. I don't know if you can tell me this real quick as well, and this was one of the other things. My work, like what you see going on with job.
Okay. I see some sort of change. change. It feels like maybe a change in what specifically you're doing, but I don't know if it's a change in the actual place of employment. Is there talk about some kind of shuffling or redirecting things at your work?
Well, I'm trying to transfer with my company to another location.
Yeah, that feels good to me. It feels like it's a positive change. You know, whatever, you know, I was feeling change in a positive way. So if you're saying you're looking at transferring, to me that would say, oh, and that would be a good thing. You know, so pursue that. See what comes of it, because I think it could be a good thing for you. It felt like there was a change coming, but it wasn't a negative change. And you know, so from what you're saying, you're actually seeking that. And I think I'm feeling very affirmed, like, that's a good thing to seek. That would be a good change for you to make. Seek it out. Try to do it. Pursue it. And if that one doesn't work, then there may be another one. But that one sounds good to me. So try to go. So go for it. Try to get it. Okay?
Okay. Well, here's the thing. I did apply. I was offered the position. It's not so much a matter of... It's just a few other details need to be worked out, and I guess
I think they can be worked out. It feels very positive to me, that change. Within the same company, but change, it feels very positive. So I think that they can be worked out. Open your mind to solutions to work them out, and I think angels are going to be there and help you work that out. It feels like a very good change to me.
Okay. Yes, thank you very, very much.
Okay. All right. So you work on that.
I will.
Thawing out, and you work on that, accepting that change at work. It's going to be good.
Okay. Can I go back to the thawing out thing for one brief second?
Sure.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
With the person, where I'm transferring back to with work is home, where I'm from. And I've known the person for 15 years.
The person is there at home. Where you might transfer back. Okay, now see, this is perfect, because when I was saying that just a minute ago about thaw out, and I was thinking, I have a feeling that thawing out has to do with this work, and then, you know, I thought we were kind of done with the talk. Okay, so I didn't mean to interrupt you, but continue. So that person is there. Now, do you understand, though, how these are related, that the thawing out and you making peace in your heart is important to you for laying that groundwork for the other job opportunity and the transfer, because you would be uneasy about it going home if you let it sit the way it is?
Oh, no, he doesn't work with me. And no, I mean...
No, but it's a return to that... Not really returning to the relationship, but it's lingering over you, kind of like a shadow. Home represents that. So... He may never even respond. He may say, what matters is that you heal it in your heart and make peace with it in your heart. Because when you go home, it's going to be that memory, that presence of it. So these are related. For you to go home and be happy, you got to make that peace. So make the peace in your own heart. You don't need his approval. You don't need him to join in with it. Make peace in your own heart. Lay your heart out on paper and then do whatever with it. Tear it up, throw it away, whatever, but let your heart let that flow so it thaws it out, and then you go home in total peace. That really is not relative to him. It's your own inner peace of going home. Metaphorically, going home is okay then.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, right. Well, I mean, with or without him, okay or not okay, that's where I want to be happy. He's not going to make my happiness. He could add to it, but he's not going to make my happiness.
It's really just a matter of getting that off your chest to yourself, so to speak, and letting it go. And, you know, those two go hand in hand. You doing that, and then this job offer that you were, you know, that you offered, and there may be a few obstacles. I think those can work out. But do the one, and it'll help the other work out for the highest good.
Right. Well,
okay.
That I understand, but I guess where I was going with what I started to ask, although he may be non-responsive now, I've known him for 15 years. When I do go back, there are some of mutual friends, certain places we would both go. I'm just more so wondering if you find that as time goes on and I'm back there, he will thaw out too.
possibly if you do it first, but don't worry about him. See, you're having some reservations about going back because he may or may not thaw out.
No, I've been trying to go back for 2 years.
Yeah.
I want to go back. It has nothing to do with reservations.
I can tell you have some concerns about, okay, we go out, we run into each other. Is he going to be thawed out or is he, or just let yourself be thawed out and then don't worry about him. He may come around, he may not. But once you get in that place, you'll feel more comfortable in the mutual friends and just being yourself and not worrying about it. So do let it go, thaw out, write the letter, get all of it off of your heart, and then let yourself be in that place. Whether he comes along or not, you'll be in that place. And that's more important. That's all you can control. I get the feeling he's going to resist and maybe eventually, but I don't think he's ready to come around. But it doesn't really matter. You are. So rise up within yourself and let it go. And don't worry about him because you know you have peace and you know you tried to make the resolution, but more importantly, you made the resolution in your own heart. Okay? And then you'll be in a much better place to feel comfortable when you go home. So.
That makes sense, yeah. Okay. I understand that. Hey, thank you very, very,
very
much, and many blessings to you.
All right, you too, and I'm glad you got that call in. All right. Bye-bye. Okay, I think that is all for today. And just listen to our angel music and hope to see you next week. Oops, having a little technical difficulties here. Music may or may not play. I don't know what's happening. doesn't look like it's going to play today. But come back next week. Go to my site on Facebook, Seeing Miracles Every Day, and join in on Friday as we send out some love and light that is much needed in the world. Have a great week.